This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is recommending that 18 states roll back reopening measures because of surging cases of COVID-19. But that appears in an unpublished report. The Center for Public Integrity obtained the report dated July 14th, just a few days ago. It's not clear why the task force did not release it. During what felt like a bit of a campaign-style event on the White House South Lawn yesterday, President Trump was touting his efforts to lift regulatory restrictions on business and industry nationwide.
For every one new regulation added, nearly eight federal regulations have been terminated.
Republican-turned-independent Michigan Congressman Justin Amash says he will not be running for re-election and won't be seeking the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The NFL calling sexual misconduct allegations against the Washington NFL franchise serious, saying it may take action. Releasing a statement after the Washington Post detailed harassment claims by at least five people inside the organization. The league is encouraging all parties to cooperate and will wait for the investigation to be completed. A game show host with an update on his health.
Game show host Alex Trebek gave viewers a health update for the first time in months. The legendary Jeopardy host told fans he's doing well.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st.
Trebek announced he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer on March 2019.
USA Radio's John Hunt there, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency assuring states that could be impacted by Atlantic hurricanes this year that there are plenty of available federal resources to help them should they get hit by a hurricane this summer. FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor made the comments in one of those states, Mississippi, yesterday. He says dealing with a hurricane and the virus at the same time would be more complicated but not impossible. Elvis Week will still happen this year in Memphis, but it's been modified because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
This rendition of the song by Elvis was performed at one of his final appearances before his death in 1977. This year, Graceland officials say they're eliminating any potential high-risk activity, including live performances, group parties, autograph signings, and the like. Attendance will be limited for the remaining events, including the candlelight vigil, because of the need for social distancing. Elvis Week still scheduled for August 8th through the 16th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I've been looking forward to this interview with Edward Freeman. He's with the Darden School of Business, a professor, featured in the documentary film Fishing with Dynamite, which is streaming now, by the way. Also, co-author of the book The Power of And, regarded as the father of stakeholder theory. Professor Freeman, good to have you with us on the show. How are you, sir?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a bit embarrassed because I've always pursued business, you know, most of my life. It's been of high interest. And I have to admit that your stakeholder theory that you've presented years ago, excuse me, I don't know how I missed it, because to me, it is the answer to corporate America, and it's what the kids, you know, coming out of school have been yelling and screaming about in terms of how corporate America has been, you know, responding overall in the bigger picture of things. They really got off track, and they seem to be still off track and not realizing the system that they've set up for themselves is ill-fitted, and it's rewarding the wrong thing.
Well, Bill, you're not alone. I think a lot of people miss stakeholder theory for a long time. Look, it's a really simple idea. It just says every business creates and sometimes destroys, but tries to create value for its customers, mm-hmm. for its employees, for its suppliers, for the communities where it's located, and for the people who have put up the money. Mm-hmm. And that those things go together. It's an incredibly simple and common sense idea against the idea, really, that only the people who put up the money count. And that seems to me to be a foolish idea that we've paid too much attention to for too long. And we need to change that.
Well, like in any organization, if any one aspect of the organization overwhelms the other elements, you start creating all kinds of danger and problems. And it may not show up immediately, but down the road it's inevitable. And this is the case here, and what you presented in terms of, you know, throwing up a warning flare for everybody back almost 10 years ago with stakeholder theory. And the reason that this rhymed with my reason so much, Professor, is that I'm a win-win kind of guy. I mean, that's just, I don't know, maybe I got that from my dad or mentors or whatever, but I always felt that at the end of the day, everybody should succeed from any business interaction. And I was raised on that. So when I, you know, saw the movie and, you know, I'm not totally finished with your book, admittedly, but still, it's like, you know, the light bulbs in my mind are going, wait a minute, you know, where's this book been hidden? How did we miss this? How did we miss what you've been saying to us? And because the kids are coming out, and I don't blame them. I mean, a lot of other people are asking, going, wait a minute, this CEO is just paid in 1 year $57 million, $200 million, you know. What's wrong with this picture? This just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been writing about this since really the early 1980s for a very long time. And honestly,
make me feel worse. That's great, Professor. Thank you.
No. You're like I said, you're not the only one. You write a book, and you never know if anyone's going to read it or not. That's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. But what I have been doing over those 40 years as well is working with a lot of businesses, and there are a lot of companies who do understand this and who have, you know, really built their business to try and figure out, hey, why they're in business in the first place? What's their purpose? Mm-hmm. And two, who are they serving? You know, the why am I in business in the first place has to serve some need of their customers or their employees or their suppliers. In addition, and of course you have to make money. You know, the idea that making money is somehow evil is a real problem. But if the purpose of a business is to make as much money as you can, that's like saying, you know, I gotta have red blood cells to live. Mm. But the purpose of my life is not to make red blood cells.
Right.
So that would be a foolish idea. And we've gotten that wrong. I, too, love business. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I love business is that, you know, it's a place where you can find win-win-win. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea, is to try to figure out how customers and employees and suppliers and communities and the people with the money can win at the same time. That's not so easy to do. But I'm pretty sure if what you look for is win-lose or trade-offs, that's all you're going to find.
But in some cases, they don't look at it as win-lose. They just look at it as, you know, this is the way the score is kept. I'm the CEO of a company.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's the rules of play, I got to play by the rules of play. Maybe part of my conscience says there could be a better way, but that's not what I'm rewarded for. And then that goes back to the old business axiom, is people do that which they get rewarded for, right?
Well, they do. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that rewards are the most critical piece here. Again, I think there's a sense in which people want to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
Exactly.
People on every side of the political spectrum want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. Business can offer that or not. Mm-hmm. Where it does offer it, we see some really incredible companies. Where it doesn't, we see results like a recent study I saw by Gallup that said something like 70% of employees are unengaged or actively unengaged in their work. Now, mm-hmm. I guess if you're unengaged, you just don't care. But if you're actively unengaged, you know, you show up every day trying to screw the place up.
Right.
That, to me, having employees unengaged in their work is morally shameful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very lucky. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that would be like. I show up every day trying to inspire my students. I don't always do it, but there's purpose in what we do at the Darden School at the University of Virginia. I'm sure you have purpose in the show you're in, the conversation you're trying to promote.
Exactly.
I don't know what it would be like to have a job where I had no purpose.
Right.
Where I couldn't feel like I was accomplishing something with a group of people, or even to be shut out of having you know, a crummy job, as lots of folks are, you know. Great institution. We've got to become a nation of entrepreneurs.
Exactly. And we can find that win-win-win, but you have to know that it's possible and attainable. And and surprisingly, I think people will hear, they hear of some outstanding companies, and they found a way to make it work, and you can too. We've got more from the professor after this.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I like like this lyric. You know, we just haven't seen it yet. But actually, when it comes to, you know, corporate America and some things that are being done properly that are consistent with what the professor has been sharing with us, not only in his book, The Power of And, Responsible Business Without Trade-Offs, and this movie, Fishing with Dynamite, you're going to love it. And I mean, it is dynamite, and it's going to be dynamite to your brain and your thinking, and might say, yes, this is what's been missing. This is the way it should be. And there are examples, you know, companies like I'd mentioned, whether it's the Container Store and Hewlett Packard. You know, one of the things when I, in my early studies of a Hewlett Packard professor that I appreciated so much was, one of the core principles that they held to was that it was okay to make mistakes. That yeah. they welcomed mistakes. And because I was raised in a business environment. If you made a mistake, you lost your head.
Yeah, and I think we understand more today that if you don't make mistakes, you're not going to innovate.
Exactly.
You know, someone once said that science was a process of making mistake after mistake. Mm-hmm. The question's not, are you going to make a mistake? The question's, are you going to learn from it?
Exactly.
You know, the best companies make mistakes. They fail fast and they fail often, and they figure out what they're going to learn from that. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, true whether they're dealing with customers or suppliers or employees or in their community.
Do you see a shift occurring? Because I sense a paradigm shift occurring, not only in our world, but even corporately, and where the world is saying, look, you need to be sensitive to these things. You know, whether it has to do with harassment at work, you know, me being fulfilled as an employee, you know, because as you cited earlier in some of these polls, where people's longevity in businesses today, you know, seem to be measured in weeks as opposed to years. And I often say in those kind of instances that that's where you end up with round pegs and square holes. And when I was leading and developing sales forces, I said, look, my challenge is to find, you know, the right fit for everybody, where there was a good complement, where people could exercise their giftings and talents, understand that we all have weaknesses, we all have strengths, the opportunity is to match strengths with weaknesses. So as a manager, the people who had strengths that I was weak in could make me a better manager, and their weaknesses as a salesperson against my strength in that particular discipline could help them become a better salesperson. And when I, you know, when we started employing that, well, we had long-term employees. We had more successful people on staff as a result. They were more effective. And what I further found out to your earlier point is probably less than 10%, according to a U.S. labor study, less than 10% of America's labor force finds themselves fulfilled at the job they're doing today.
Yeah, I think Bill. I resonate a lot with what you're saying. I'm an incredible optimist, and I actually think the tide has turned. Mm. If you look post global financial crisis, post 2007 to 2009, or however you do that, what you see is there are a tremendous number of movements or companies that are adopting something like stakeholder principles. They may call it lots of different things. They might call it conscious capitalism. They might call it inclusive capitalism. They might call it impact investing or ESG, environment, society, and government, or social entrepreneurship. There are a lot of these things. And what we tried to do in the Power of And is to say, look, whatever the brand is that emerges from this, it's got to deal with the fact that we need, and in our idea about business, we need an idea of purpose and profits, an idea of stakeholders and shareholders, an idea of business as a societal institution. We have to deal with these societal issues and what business can do about it. and as a market institution. We need to see human beings as sort of fully complexly human and as economic beings, not just one.
Right.
And finally, we need to see business as concerned with ethics and the money.
Yeah.
And that, you know, if we can put these things together and not look at just one side of the dichotomy, it's the ultimate, I think, win-win. And there are lots of companies that are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of companies being started by young people and seasoned entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
who have recognized that it's okay to have a purpose. And of course you gotta make money. So,
right.
You know, I tend to alienate the left who think I've sold out to business, but I also alienate the people on the right, who call me some, name like socialist, et cetera. I think I just understand what makes business really work.
It's all the disparate parts coming together and being able to draw some benefit from it. You know, for an employee, like, you know, one of the things I held to, again, in my leadership position, I refer to it as giftings and talents. I found that people were often frustrated because there was maybe a talent or gift that wasn't being expressed and exercised. And that is a must for the individual. And this is only part and parcel of the stakeholder theory. This isn't,
yeah.
You know, this isn't the whole enchilada by no means. But these are some of the things that you look at to see, okay, how are your people, you know, the very backbone of your organization, how are they responding? Are they happy campers or are they miserable? And if they're miserable, you know, what's the diagnosis here?
The Container Store, which is a company I admire a lot, been through some tough times, but they have a principle that three is equal to one.
I love that. I love that idea. That's a great idea.
Too.
Yeah.
You can hire three good people or one great one. And so they look to hire great people.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, which, by the way, is available on iTunes, in the movie, one of my favorite part of the movie is listening to those Container Store employees talk about what it means to work at the Container Store.
And that the idea, Professor, that somebody would say, you are worth three people? And I mean, you could tell the expression on their faces that, wow, you know, I guess I am special. I mean, the fact that they only, you know, they were so considerate in terms of who they hired. It wasn't like they were just looking for warm bodies. I mean, what was it? Only 3% of the people that they interviewed actually got the job.
Yeah, and they see it. They see it also as a. I mean, it's a good example of win-win because. Mm-hmm. They want to hire people who are, in a sense, very much like their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a win-win because you get employees who are very knowledgeable about what customers want. They pay roughly twice the average in retail, and they have virtually no turnover. Others are beginning to understand, you know, there's not one formula that works for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's different than some others. And we've got to be the generation that makes business better. I understand.
Well, I'm very hopeful. And again, I'm so grateful for what you and your co-authors have put together in the book, The Power of And, Responsible Business Without Trade-Offs. And of course, the movie, you can check it out, fishingwithdynamitemovie.com. That is the website. But you said it's streaming on YouTube, right?
Well, it's streaming on iTunes.
iTunes, rather. I'm sorry. On iTunes, so you can check it out. It's will. I I'm just excited about the opportunity. I see the shift that's happening that I believe is, you know, we're in for a win-win-win-win kind of opportunity for all of us. And maybe we can get more than 10% happy campers at work, right?
Gotcha.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is recommending that 18 states roll back reopening measures because of surging cases of COVID-19, but that appears in an unpublished report. The Center for Public Integrity obtained the report dated July 14th, just a few days ago. It's not clear why the task force did not release it. During what felt like a bit of a campaign-style event on the White House South Lawn yesterday, President Trump was touting his efforts to lift regulatory restrictions on business and industry nationwide.
For every one new regulation added, nearly eight federal regulations have been terminated.
Republican-turned-independent Michigan Congressman Justin Amash says he will not be running for re-election and won't be seeking the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
What I'd be focusing on is eliminating the $1.9 trillion tax cut that he passed.
You know, people say, well, Joe, how are you going to do all this? Well, guess what? First thing I do is going to repeal this Trump tax cut. Oh, not a joke.
What is going to be your plan? As president, to get us out of this hole.
Get rid of the Trump tax cut. No, not joking.
The first thing I would do as president was eliminate the president's tax cut.
So when I'm president, if God willing I am, we're going to reverse those Trump tax cuts.
One of the things we got to do is, well, if I'm president, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to end Trump tax cuts.
You kind of get what he's telling us now. Don't let Joe Biden fool you. He wants to repeal the GOP tax cuts that help the middle class save thousands of dollars on taxes. Grover Norquist is with us, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center right expert on taxes, is going to break it all down. Grover, what surprises me is when he makes that statement, the people are applauding. I mean, where's the non sequitur here?
I think the people applauding are all people who basically live off tax dollars. And their whole, you know, industries and businesses that, from the teachers' unions to others, where they view tax increases as pay increases. Many of us view tax increases as a pay cut. That's not their view. I mean, imagine who was in the room that each time he did that, the whole room exploded in applauding. Wow. But it does give you a sense of how he could lose the election. He thinks that's an applause line in every room he speaks to, and it is for who he speaks to. But if the rest of the country heard him, I mean, imagine this is tax day, right?
Exactly.
July 15th is tax week. This year, it's not April 15th. They moved it because of the virus. What does it mean if Biden wins? He raises taxes on businesses. The corporate tax will go from 21% up to 35 or 28. He said both, 35. Mm-hmm. Those speeches he says were 35. That means we're lower taxed than China. Mm-hmm. If he got his way, our taxes on businesses would be higher than China. So if somebody said, I'm looking to put a plant somewhere, where will I hire people and go to work? Well, China steals less of your money than Biden's government would.
Right.
So decisions would be made to go there. He raises taxes on small businesses. Small businesses pay higher marginal tax rates than corporations because they often pay at the individual level, which can go as high as 40% when the corporate rate is 21%. The Trump administration and the Republicans brought that down by about 20% to try and make it closer to what larger companies pay, a lower burden.
Mm-hmm.
Biden says start by getting rid of that. So all small businesses would see tremendous increases in their taxes. All individual rates go up, so individuals will pay higher taxes. The middle income, median income, family of four, making $73,000 a year, that's sort of dead center median, that family would pay $2,000 more in taxes every year going forward if Biden wins and does what he says he's going to do. A single parent, one child, $41,000 a year salary, median income, that person would pay $1,300 more. You can calculate the damage done to your life by what Biden's promising to do. Capital gains tax.
Mm.
He promises 40% for every single American, not rich people, every single American, is the way he put it, will pay not 20%, but 40% on money you've invested in the stock market, in a house, in land, and if it appreciates over your lifetime when you go to sell it, he will take 40% off the top. These are his promises. He wants to take the gasoline tax and make it on all energy, the carbon tax, and raise it. So drive every time you fill up your tank, there'll be a Biden tax on that. Every time you heat your house or use air conditioning, there'll be a Biden tax. They call it a carbon tax. You go, well, that's not me. I don't have any carbon. That's not what they mean. They mean energy. They mean energy. And you do use energy.
Yes,
carbon,
exactly.
Not so much, but energy, yeah. And these are the taxes he's talking about, which total up, when he first totaled it and admitted to this, was $3.4 trillion over a decade.
Wow.
Now, compare that to Hillary Clinton, who, when she ran in 2016, crazy left-wing Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. promised to steal $1 trillion.
Yes.
He's at 3.4, three times more left-wing, three times more big government than Hillary. Now, that's why he's hiding in a basement.
Right.
And he wants you to focus on, President Trump's tweets.
Exactly.
That are awkward sometimes. Okay? You know what? Well, they don't cost you a penny.
Well, it's the influence of the squad that's building. Yeah. Influence of the squad. And speaking of Hillary Clinton, I think that in a way, as I was hearing you speak, is that his announcement about taxes and that and repealing the GOP tax cuts and the damage that would do, you have to liken it in a similar way to what Hillary Clinton said in terms of, getting rid of coal, you know?
He's not just interested in getting rid of coal. That's yesterday's left-wingism.
Mm-hmm.
He has called for an end to fracking, and he wants to go after fossil fuels. What is fossil fuels? That's coal. That's oil. It's also natural gas. The reason we've actually reduced our carbon emissions, if you think that that's important, because we've shifted from coal, just because prices, the free market has moved people more towards natural gas because we've explored more, and fracking was invented as a way to get it. We're getting natural gas you couldn't get at before. He wants to end that. He wants to end that. I don't know how you're going to.
Exactly. We'd go virtually. We would go from being energy independent to energy dependent once again because of his policies. Can people
Absolutely.
Not see that?
Absolutely. But why is Russia, as annoying as it is, not a problem in the world? Because they're darn near bankrupt. Why? Because they used to be energy dominant. Mm-hmm. All that oil and natural gas they had. Saudi Arabia used to be able to push everybody around. We now have all the energy we want. We export energy. We've dropped the price of energy more than the oil companies would like.
Right.
But with the free market, the energy prices are really down compared to where they were. And we create a bunch of jobs in that industry. We're energy dominant, and Russia can't afford to mess around with us in the world.
Exactly.
The Russians need Biden to come back, and the Saudis need Biden to come back and make them players in the world stage again.
Oh, and would he play in the hands of the Chinese big time? We already know that. Grover, the very thing that ignited the robust economy and businesses and the rebirth of businesses in America was the GOP tax cuts. I mean, and the middle class actually was enlivened again because the Obama administration, the Biden-Obama administration, devastated the middle class. It really messed up our economy on so many levels. Why would America think that going back to those policies that didn't work then, that somehow, 4 years later, are going to be the answer?
That only works if we can be convinced to look at shiny things and
yes.
to focus on things other than the strength of the economy, the strength of the country, to get off inside issues. You approve the president's tweet this week. If we focus on your job, your income, your family stability, 80 million American households have one or more 401ks or IRAs, so lifetime savings in the stock market. 80 million households. It's almost half, right? And they can calculate, your listeners can calculate, and 13 million younger people just got into the market during the COVID crisis. I guess they're sitting at home, not spending their money. They started investing in the stock market. They've seen their stock prices and their life savings increase dramatically from the bottom of COVID to the Trump economy. Those people will lose half of what they've got in their life savings if Biden comes back and damages the stock market.
So the bottom line is when Joe Biden says he's going to repeal the GOP tax cuts, we shouldn't be foolish. He's going to repeal those tax cuts because the Democratic Party is all about a big party and bigger government. That's what you've got to look forward to under a Joe Biden presidency, right? Yep, there it is.
He's not joking.
No.
As he says. He's not joking.
That's it. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist here. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Grover. Appreciate the time. Take care. Have a great day.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, veteran's tip of the day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so that you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Martinez, for God and country.
No matter what you do, you can erase his love. Nothing can change it, and we're separated. No matter what, Lord, I surrender. All that I am, the paycheck to come, the pain to last.
That's the music of Ryan Stevenson, who joins us now, the singer, songwriter, Grammy-nominated recording artist, the hugely popular hits of Eye of the Storm, Speak Life, and others, as you just heard. And we're going to be talking about his podcast, Weathering the Storm, which is a great concept. So, Ryan, were you singing along with the montage like the rest of us?
I was tapping around a little bit here, but yeah.
Oh man, I got to tell you, you are such a blessing. I just so appreciate, you know, the gifts that God has blessed you with, and how you are paying it forward and sharing it. I mean, the lyrics, the heart of the music, again, you know, pointing to God, you know, like Christ. I mean, that's what Jesus said. He says, "I'm here." You know, you got the Holy Spirit pointing to Jesus, Jesus pointing to God, and you know, we can be happy campers if we're following that lead, right?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, sir.
Oh, very cool. Well, congratulations on the career, and again, thank you for blessing us with all this great music. And, you know, the lyrics are just, you know, sometimes when I hear the lyrics, and I don't know if this is for you, and you're the one that have written many, and even when you sing them, as you go, wow, this just, I just have this sense that you went into the throne room of God and captured a lyric, you know, straight from the throne room, you know?
Man, you know, it's, honestly, I love that you say that, because when I'm writing these things, I feel like they've kind of always been there. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm, like the Lord had those songs already. I'm just trying to be a steward of them and just kind of pull them down and hear, you know, hear what He's put in my heart. I feel like they've always been there, and I'm just kind of want to be the channel to release that stuff that He's just put in me, you know.
Well, you're doing a great job, and thank you for doing it. I want to talk about your new podcast, Weathering the Storm. Great idea. Tell us how Weathering the Storm podcast came about.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, I have a background in, I was a paramedic for a number of years. I worked as a paramedic on the streets, you know, and managing a frontline 911 ambulance. I got a pretty early wake-up call, you know, just in all aspects of, you know, the human condition and what people are going through and people are dealing with. You know, we're all just people, and I feel like my years spent on the streets working as a paramedic and just elements of my life, the way I grew up, a lot of aspects of my journey and how I was raised have all kind of been very unconventional and been just very eye-opening for me as to the reality and the rawness of just life and how fragile we really are. And I think the times that I've been changed the most and inspired the most and healed the most in my own personal life has been when I've heard the testimony of other people who are going through it, who are struggling, who are hurting, who are healing, who are, you know, in a battle, who are, you know, dealing with temptations or, you know, addictions or whatever it is. Other people's testimonies have healed me. They've inspired me. They've compelled me to pursue healing. And when I thought about doing a podcast, you know, when this whole coronavirus thing came around, there was really not much else to do. And I wanted to do a podcast last year. I didn't get around to it. We were just too busy. But this year I was like, you know what? We have the time to do it. And I'm just going to get people that I know and I love and respect and who I feel like have a compelling testimony. Whose testimonies need to be heard, because I feel like they're going to help other people. And so Weathering the Storm is just about how these people have weathered the storms of life and what God has shown them through the struggle, through the storm, and hopefully it encourages others who hear it, you know?
Exactly. Well, Ryan, these testimonies, I think, are more significant than the things that are happening culturally speaking, politically speaking. I mean, we're so bombarded with a lot of negativity, a lot of, you know, feelings and opinions and that, with no solutions. And testimonies naturally come with I am statement. I was this way before I went through this storm, realized that God is really real and His promises are true. And as a result of that, I came out of this and I am different, you know, in much the same way. And people who've heard my show, they hear this example all the time, because it's one of my favorite testimonies in the Bible, because I always get people come to me and go, Bill, I'm not much of an evangelist. You know, how do I evangelize? They said, I go, you don't have to go to school. You don't need a PhD in theology. You're just your own personal story, like the blind man. You know, I was blind, now I see. I don't understand it. All I know is I saw this Jesus guy, and I'm not the same. And you know, and it's just that simple. And I think that sometimes when we experience the grace and power of God, maybe for a moment there we're excited and we realize the difference, but then life goes on and it kind of gets mollified and we lose our story in the process of the hecticness and the irrationality of life, especially right now. That's what I'm concerned about, and I think that your podcast is such an anecdote for that, because people need to be reminded of their story, and other people need to hear their stories because sometimes we're hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that I love that saying that hope is the only thing that's stronger than fear.
Yes.
And we're just inundated with fear right now. I mean, if you just watch the news or whatever your media outlet, literally, you're looking at it all day long, we're just fed this constant, continuous barrage of bad news and you know, fear and hysteria. Mm-hmm. But when you actually shut that down and you get out into the real world and you get with real people, you start finding very quickly that we're all okay and that we all need each other and that there's this life and there's this hope and this healing happens when we get into one another and then when we talk with one another and we actually meet face to face and have conversations, and there's so much life and healing that happens in that space. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like we need to get back to that in a major way.
Oh, without a doubt. No, what you're doing is powerful. Why don't you share a couple of the your favorite testimonies and the guests that you've spoken with in Weathering the Storm podcast?
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, last week my first guest was my good friend, Mr. Toby Mack.
Oh, gosh.
And,
wow.
I grew up on Toby's music when he was in a band called DC Talk.
Yes.
In the 90s. And, like, you know, this guy has just been such a pillar of inspiration and, you know, mentor in my life. And then, last year, his 21-year-old son passed away.
Was it earlier this year, was it? I thought, no, was it last year?
October of last year.
Oh, wait, you're right. Okay, all right. It just seems so new and raw. I got to tell you, I was so touched by that. Maybe because we'd just seen Toby perform in Southern California. I was on a trip and had a chance to see him perform there. And it was so awesome. Because I remember when I was in L.A. and I was working for a station there. And if you could believe this, I mean, it was so ridiculous that they forced the station to put Toby on the bill for this festival. And he owned the show. I mean, it was unbelievable how he captured the audience. And I kind of knew going in that was going to happen. And he was like, you know, fourth build on it. And he really upstaged the headliner on it. And the powers to be still had questioned afterwards. I said, were you not at the concert? Did you not see what happened? I mean, the enthusiasm for Toby Mack was just incredible. It was so powerful. And it's just one of those, you know, sidebar type of experiences. But as a result of that experience, Toby's always been near and dear to my heart. And then, of course, then just seeing him recently perform and then, hearing the bad news. I mean, it was just a heartbreak to hear about his son.
Yeah. Toby, he opens up a lot about that on the first episode of this podcast. So I talked with Toby. I'm talking with people like Amy Grant. Who, you know, again, is another just iconic, legendary figure in the music world. And I grew up on her music as well. And talking about her life, Bart Millard from Mercy Me, I mean, we have 12 different guests. Those are just a few. And every guest has such a beautiful, unique story and testimony. They're so powerful.
I'm jealous, Ryan. I'm jealous. I mean, to have that kind of opportunity, I mean, this is, perfectly. I mean, you know, God has given you this this platform and this podcast for this time, and you've made the most of it. Like you said, it's like, hey, you're not out there performing, but hey, meanwhile, you can connect with other artists and let them tell their stories and encourage other people. And wow, that's just extremely powerful. I congratulations on it. How can people find the podcast?
They can go to Access More Now on Instagram. It's, if you go to klove.com or any of K-Love Radio's social media sites, their new podcast division is called Access More or Access More Now.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilkington.